The morning news starts right now.
I don't want to get into a gun debate today, but the age when you can own a gun, when you're 17 years old, you can enter the military. And they'll give you a rifle, weapon, and send you to Afghanistan or Iraq or Vietnam, mean and green with your M16. And when you come home, you can't own a gun. That doesn't make sense to me. As long as you're defending your country, 16, 17, 18 years old. But when you come home, you can't. So Commissioner Parker, unless somebody objects, get with staff and try to have something available for us tonight at the rezoning meeting.
That was Commissioner Don Salter back in 2020 talking about the Second Amendment sanctuary, I think is what that was in reference to. And obviously you heard his perspective, one I share and agree with. But of course, Commissioner Salter has passed away. He was 20 years on the board, which is an amazing term of service for him and so much. You know, pro-military, pro-law enforcement, protecting Whiting, helping create the Whiting Aviation Park, and many other things. Joining us now, we have Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, who, of course, has been sheriff now for several years and was sheriff during Don Salter's term and knew him well before that. But, Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, this is we knew Commissioner Salter was ill. You know, we knew this was likely to be coming, but it's still pretty. I mean, you know, when you lose somebody like this, it's a big deal.
It is. It's a definite hit for the community, and he did so much. As you said, 5 terms on the board, which is incredible. Anybody that has talked to any county commissioner will tell you get paid as a part-time job, but it's a full-time job because your phone never stops ringing. And he was a great commissioner, and a lot of people don't know this. I mean, he was a Vietnam veteran as well, and just a great man, always in service to the community, whether it be the entire country or the Santa Rosa County.
Yeah, and, you know, it's kind of funny. I'd played a clip earlier in the show where we had him on when he won re-election in 2016 to what turned out to be his 5th and final term. But I joked with him. I said, so are you eager to get back in there and fix the courthouse issue? Ha, ha, ha. You know, but look at what happened in his last term. They did exactly that. You know, found the funding, made it happen, something that the voters never really were willing to vote to pay for, but had to be paid for, and they found a way to do it, right?
Yeah. He was coming up with all kinds of solutions. And when he lost his last election, it was a definite hit to the community. And, just a great guy and always, was very humble and would talk to anybody for any amount of time. He was a great steward for the government, local government.
Yeah, most definitely. And also one of those, the sort of classic example of a person who seems all gruff and tough, on the outside and with his background in the military and Vietnam and everything else. But, as a, parent, grandparent, inside, cuddly teddy bear, But just, both are true, and that's kind of what made him so captivating. It seems like things, I don't want to put the word out there, but it seems like things have been pretty tame for the last couple of weeks, even though I was on vacation. 2 weeks of no major significant news stories to report. Is that right?
Yeah, and that's really a nice thing to have a couple of weeks break. Hopefully it'll continue, but you never can tell in this job.
Does that affect your staffing in the sense that I imagine that when you have major incidents that requires extra hours, extra time, or other things don't get done, some combination of stress on the workforce in that way. Does that get alleviated, getting sleep on vacation when there's not a lot of things going on?
Yeah, it does. I mean, when you don't have, and when I say not a lot going on, we still have our, 40 domestics or 50 domestics a day and, traffic crashes and thefts, and they're still busy. It's just you're not seeing anything really that's, headline worthy.
Which is fine.
Which is fine. They stay busy, and that's a good thing. It makes the day go by faster.
I did want to ask you, I think there's a a difference coming in crime reporting, that there's a different way of reporting crime statistics. Am I right about that?
You are, and you know, currently the system is UCR, which basically the FBI came up with it, and it's not really a good system because if somebody comes by your house, throws in a Molotov cocktail, and burns your house to the ground, we don't count that statistic. But on the way out, if they steal a bicycle off your porch after they burn your house down, that counts.
Okay.
It makes absolutely no sense. So now there's a new thing called NIPERS, and basically what that is, we're going to report everything. Every single crime that happens in Santa Rosa County, we're going to report it. And so the people are going to see what looks like, oh, my goodness, the crime's going out of control in Santa Rosa County. No, we're just reporting everything now. So we're expecting to see an increase. So for all the citizens out there, if you see, oh, Santa Rosa crime is up across the board 15% or something, well, it's because we're reporting differently and we're reporting more than we were before. So it's nothing to panic over and think you need to buy a house somewhere else or something because of the crime rate in Santa Rosa County. We're still really, really blessed, and we're in the lower third of the counties in crime, so in the state of Florida. So we're doing good.
So it won't show up, and you tell me if I got this wrong. It won't change, for example, you know, number of homicides or number of you know, felony thefts or something like that. But what it will change is the aggregate crime level, because that number will go up just because we're reporting more things that previously was only like a sample of the crime, basically. Do I have that right?
Yes, you do. So like if you see, and unfortunately, you know, this year we're up to like 9 or 10 homicides,
yeah,
where normally in a normal year we have 4. So you're going to see a drastic increase in homicides this year. And that'll be an accurate portrayal of what's going on. But the total, when they say crime across the board is up in Santa Rosa County 15% or whatever, that's the number that's going to be different because of the way we report.
Okay. And when does that start? When do those numbers start to come out? Is it this year?
Yeah, it's part of this year, I think, will be, we'll come out with it. And then I think the first full year will be next year.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good heads up just to be aware. And I know when that stuff comes out, there'll be some reminders about this, but, good, you know, warn us in advance so we don't misinterpret the information that is genuinely based on a different standard, and that's important to understand. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff, as always, sir, thank you for the time. Thanks for what you do keeping us safe. And, hey, look, if we don't have any big news for a while, I can live with that. That's an okay.
Yeah,
that's a good thing to
I
have.
Can, too.
We'll talk to you again too. Next week, sir.
All righty, take care.
8:17 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
All right. The accident at I-10 westbound at mile marker 7 has completely cleared up. So that's good news. I was going to say everything was running pretty smoothly. It looks like there's another accident. This is 9 Mile just west of Kempstrand Road. So not showing a tie up in that area. So it may have been moved off to the side. Tire in the right-hand lane at the very end of Escambia Bay Bridge right before you hit Santa Rosa County. Looks like it came off a tractor trailer rig. Fairfield still down to one lane. That's eastbound from Pace Boulevard to Rosa Parks Transit Center near the Sheriff's substation. But again, backed up almost to W Street, depending on the lights. 437-1620 if you have those traffic tips. And this is brought to you by the great folks from Executive Landscaping. They've been at it a long time. Big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. 250-3756 for your no-hassle estimate. And again, text in your traffic tips. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're having any kind of plumbing issues, a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet or when you turn on the faucet, or you just want to get your Tupperware back, you know, like, you're better than that. Fix it. These things don't fix themselves. So call Barbary Plumbing. That's a flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour. So you know exactly what it's going to cost before the work starts. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, Call Benakis & Associates, now in the Historic District on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, it's a brand new band at Bands on the Beach. Float Like a Buffalo is rock with funk, ska, reggae, and jam influences. High-energy guitar licks makes it impossible not to dance to. You're going to have a blast this week at Bands on the Beach. No pets and no glass.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me this Wednesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions this Wednesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM. 1620.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call them today, 850-438-5444. Darrell Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
This Wednesday, Republican presidential candidates will gather in Milwaukee for the first Republican presidential debate. Hear it live, beginning at 8 on News Radio 92.3.
Spartan Torchy! Die!
When you were just a young girl and still in school.
War Rocket Ajax. Collect Gordon's body. Come on!
Ta-ming!
Death! Ta-ming! Wee! Best... Oh, so I have watched... This is... Okay, I have to make a confession. I had never seen Barbarella.
Oh, you haven't? Did you watch it over the weekend?
I watched it on vacation.
Dr. Duran.
Wow. Yeah, right? That is... And Dino De Laurentiis, who like made all those movies in the 80s and like all kinds of movies, but also had made, you know, was the producer on Flash Gordon. And
that's right. Yeah, you can tell the similarities. So, we weren't allowed to watch that in the house because of Jane
Barbarella?
Fonda.
Yeah, well, there was some stuff in that movie, yeah.
Oh, that's not why. It was because of Jane. Yeah, they were okay with the dirty stuff. It was because of Hanoi Jane. Right. My dad was in Vietnam.
And by the way, in Barbarella, they had the, you remember in Demolition Man where nobody has... relations anymore. They just put on the brain things or whatever.
That's right.
That was the
they did that.
And Barbarella
yeah,
had
wanted
that
to do, they, yeah. That guy wanted to do it the old-fashioned
way. I know. How bizarre. And, you know, apparently.
And I had no idea. I know. We still watch it at my friend's house because I wasn't going to not watch Barbarella.
823 News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, crews in Southern California working to restore power after thousands of customers are out because of Tropical Storm Hillary. That, of course, has been downgraded now to a post-tropical cyclone. No deaths reported there in the Southwest, but there are a lot of reports of flooding, including, I don't know if you've seen this, but there's an image going around the internet right now of Dodgers Stadium completely surrounded by water. Water. Wow. Almost looks post-apocalyptic, but apparently it's not as bad as it seems, possibly designed for that type of thing. A violent weekend in Milwaukee has left a few dozen people shot. Milwaukee police say 24 people were shot between Friday and Sunday. And the man known for creating the world-famous cha-cha slide has died after a long battle with cancer. DJ Casper was laid to rest over the weekend. His daughter spoke of him at his celebration of life service.
Dad, even though I'm saddened by your fight coming to an end, I know that you'll forever be in my heart and truly in my soul within.
And DJ Casper was 58 years old. Of course, at the end of the service, they, what else? Did the cha-cha slide.
Oh, yes. They did. That's did everybody the clap their hands?
I'm sure they did.
That's both of us clapping. Yeah, that's right. Take it back, yo. David, thanks so much for the update. 824 News Radio 92.3. So you know, in baseball, okay, sometimes a hitter has a good day, sometimes a pitcher has a good day. Can be both. Sometimes a hitter has a really good day and a pitcher has a really bad day, okay? So this is the Phillies playing the Nationals over the week. I think this was yesterday. Top of the eighth inning, Trey Turner up to bat. Phillies are tied with the Nationals at this point. Okay, nobody's out.
That one's hit well. Deep to left field, out of line. It is gone! And the Phillies take the lead here in the top of the eighth inning.
Off of Corey Abbott.
They got him on, and they got him across home plate. His 13th homer of the year. It's a 4-3 game.
In and of itself, not such a big deal. Just a solo home run. Take the lead. Go to left field. No big deal. Except that later on in the same inning, the Phillies bat all the way around, and Trey Turner comes up again against the same pitcher. And
that one's hit well out to left field. Garrett's going back. He has two in one inning. Trey Turner, two solo home runs here in the eighth. And the Phillies just keep on adding on. It's 11-3.
Trey, did you have a good game today? No, I had one hell of an eighth inning. How about it?
Did you have a good game? Well, I had a pretty good eighth inning. Two home runs in an inning, in a single inning by a player, is unusual. Not that unusual. Two home runs off of the same pitcher, as in the other team didn't even lift the pitcher out. That's just about unheard of. It hasn't happened in 15 years. So that's pretty amazing. He's the sixth player in the expansion era since 1961 to hit multiple home runs off the same pitcher in the same inning, and the first to do it since David Ortiz did it back in 2008. So, yeah, I had a pretty good inning. 826 on, and he got it for the pitcher. I'm like, oh, poor guy. But, you know, partially it's bad. You gave up eight runs in the inning. You let them bat around, and your manager hung you out to dry and said, nope, no relief for you, no rescue for you, and then you give up a home run to the same guy twice. That's the opposite version of that, by the way, is when some guy, you know, you bat around. That means everybody in the lineup bats in an inning. When you're up first and you strike out, and then you're like the 10th man up and you strike out again.
Yeah.
That happens too. That's awful. Good for the pitcher, bad for the batter. All right. Did we do traffic yet? Did I skip you, Ryan?
If we did, I'll do it again. 9 Mile and Chemstrand showing an accident, but not a roadblock. Fairfield down to one lane, just like it has been for the past month, it seems, right? Doing construction on Fairfield eastbound from about Pace Boulevard to about Rosa Parks Transit Center, but backed up almost to W Street. A few other accidents you should watch out for, but not showing a roadblock. Michigan and Clifton Avenue, it's in Pensacola. Bernice Road and Short Trail in Milton showing an accident with no roadblock. And then taking a look in Navarre, this is the Beach Road and Gulf Breeze. It's Nantahala Beach Road and Highway 98 showing an accident, but moved off to the side, not blocking anything. And if you have traffic tips, if you would, text them in. And thank you so much for doing so. We appreciate you. 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, there's apparently also, I don't know if you mentioned it, but the Walmart Superstore in Gulf Breeze has an accident in front of it, I guess.
That's what that is then in Gulf Breeze. But okay. It doesn't look like it's showing a... I'm sorry. That's a separate one. That's another one. So yeah. Caution there. Caution.
I wonder if he means the one that's dramatically affecting the Tiger Point vicinity.
Well, and that's, they're a little ways away. Yeah. Right. That's the other, there's so many great Walmarts here, you know, and that one is just one of my faves. Actually, that's in Gulf Breeze. But that.
Four? How many are on Highway 98?
How many Walmarts?
There's two in Navarre. There's the
Walmarts,
one at Tiger
I'm pluralizing
Point, and the
it.
One inside.
Let's go to McDonald's.
Gulf Breeze proper. Mm-hmm. Is there?
Gosh.
That's a lot. Doesn't it seem like that's a lot? I never thought about it
before. I never thought about that either. You're right. There is a bunch. I forget because I think of the big one right there at.
Right.
Yeah, by off Avalon and.
Anyway, just curious. These are things you think about.
I'm
sometimes.
Like from Norm from Cheers and all of them too.
That's
Love
right.
me some Walmart.
7:29 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, this is. Okay, I'm not doing this to make you feel bad if this applies to you, but I thought this was fascinating. There was
somebody put
this I don't know, TV show or video service or whatever that does these like shows you how things work, and they put a GoPro inside of a dishwasher to show people what it looks like inside of the dishwasher. And apparently people are surprised to find out. And so if this is you, I don't mean to make you feel bad. You don't know what you don't know. That's all there is to it, okay? But people were surprised to find out that a dishwasher does not fill up with water like a washing machine and then wash your dishes in the typhoon of water.
Right.
But there are people who thought that's how it worked.
I never really gave it much thought, but they have those little things that...
Yeah, there's water at the bottom, and then the sprayers recirculate the water from the bottom up towards the dishes, and they spray the dishes. Some people apparently thought there were brushes inside the dishwasher. The dishwasher is a dish rinser with soap. But apparently people had all kinds of other ideas about what happens inside a dishwasher, and now they know. David Wayne will have your local news coming up next after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Hillary has been downgraded to a post-tropical storm, knocking out the 911 system in Palm Springs and the surrounding area. Temporary shelters have been set up for the homeless population of L.A. Rowan Van Sleeve is the president of Hope the Mission.
We're providing all the necessities. Number one, a place to get inside and safe. Quality meals that are going to be delivered three times a day. But then also access to all the wraparound services.
The death toll on Maui growing to 114, with 850 people still unaccounted for. According to the mayor, the president and first lady will be on the island today. The first Republican debate is Wednesday on Fox. Donald Trump won't be there, but Vivek Ramaswamy will be.
I'm looking to introduce myself to the country. 6 months ago, many people in this country did not even know who I was. I was polling at 0.0% in March. I'm now in a tie for second.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 80 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. A world record swim may have been completed in the Gulf over the weekend. It was 20 miles long, stretching from Pensacola Beach all the way to Navarre Beach. Pensacola's Andrew Edwards was raising money for the nonprofit rescue and adoption shelter, the Hotel for Cats and Dogs. He says he's been working for months now to prepare.
I was swimming 60 to 80 miles a month just to get ready for something like this.
And Andrews tells Channel 3 that while he was swimming, he encountered some local wildlife, sea turtles, dolphins, and even a couple of jellyfish that stung him. But he says that wasn't too bad. The Marathon Swim Federation now working to determine whether Andrews' swim will indeed set a new world record. A Century man facing some drug charges after a traffic stop in Atmore. 50-year-old Jeffy Morris facing charges. Police say that after the traffic stop, they've searched his vehicle and found spice, blunts containing marijuana, and a meth pipe with residue. Morris was released on bond from the Escambia County, Alabama jail. ECUA's board voting on rate increases for sanitation, water, and sewer over this coming week. The increases would be 9.5% for sanitation. That would include a second can, either trash or recycling, at no extra cost. There would also be a 5% increase in water and sewer rates. The board approved the first vote on these rate increases earlier this month, the final vote happening tomorrow. A nearly $1 million drainage project going on in Century. The project replacing and improving stormwater drainage systems on Front Street, Jefferson Avenue, and Church. They'll be riding around a failing system on private property that was damaged in Hurricane Sally. The project was bid at just over $943,000. That's expected to be reimbursed by FEMA. The project itself should be complete sometime in February of next year. Well, he was a Santa Rosa County Commissioner. He was a Gulf Power employee and a man of service. Don Salter passed away on Sunday.
Well, I knew him as a serviceman. I went to many events where he was honored for his service in the Army. He was a great patriot. He did things for this country, and I think part of that service that he learned in the military was that he would endure 20 years of serving on a commission. And commissioners take a lot of heat, and they take a lot of pressure. But Don handled it with such great poise and dignity that he really represents the very best of the best.
And that is State Senator Doug Broxson sharing his memories of Salter with Channel 3. Salter, of course, also, as you heard, an Army veteran, inducted into the State Veterans Hall of Fame last year, and we'll be remembering Salter throughout the day. Well, it looks like Florida's not alone in seeing cases of locally transmitted malaria, now seeing a case being reported in Maryland.
The state's Department of Health made the announcement on Saturday, saying an unidentified patient in the Washington, D.C. area contracted malaria despite not having traveled outside of the country recently. It's the state's first case of locally acquired malaria in 40 years. I'm Trey Thomas.
And right now it is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. Taking a look around, it looks like the accident, I'd mentioned this a little earlier, there was one at I-10 westbound at Pine Forest. They had a disabled vehicle. Looks like that has been moved off to the side, so not blocking anything. This report brought to you by Wendy's Breakfast. It's two for $3. Biggie bundles with Wendy's new breakfast for $2 for $3, biggie bundles. You can choose the pair that you want, limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary, not valid in a combo. Single price, item at a regular price. Now, taking a look at our area's accidents. There's a 9 Mile. This is west of Chemstrand. It looks like that has been cleared off to the side. Michigan and Clifton, also not a roadblock. Bernice and Short Trail in Milton showing an accident, but again, no roadblock. And Nantahala Beach Road and Gulf Breeze Parkway on Highway 98 and Gulf Breeze showing an accident, but again, no roadblock. That's been moved off to the side. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you got a traffic tip, let us know. And don't forget, Fairfield is still down to one lane eastbound. They do this every morning. They're doing construction on the power poles there from Pace Boulevard to Rosa Parks Transit Center and backed up again almost to W Street. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
It's going to be a hot and humid day today with a 20% chance of rain, high near 94, feeling more like 107. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. For Tuesday, heat continues with a high near 98, sunny skies. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Wednesday, temperatures continue to rise with 100 degrees for our high temperature, mostly sunny skies. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke, and it is 83 all around the area right now, but that heat index temp starting to creep up close to triple digits this morning.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's Reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmoor Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus, the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmoor Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmoor Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by VinCentric. See dealer for details.
It's a celebration. Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor two decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Presented by Kia Autosport and Sandy Sansing Dealerships. Limited tickets are available, so visit impact100pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
Your money now. The market this morning up just a little bit. The Dow's up 55, 94, 34, 5, 56, 60. The S&P up 20, 91 at 43, 90, 62. The NASDAQ up 106, 96 this morning at 13, 397, 79. 10-year bond rate is at 4.31%. Gold prices up this morning, up 770 at 1,924.20. Silver prices also up this morning at 23.27. And crypto down. Bitcoin is down 65.85 at 26,060.20. Not a lot of notable economic reports on the schedule for today, but there are few this week. Existing home sales for July due out tomorrow, new home sales data the following day, and Fed officials kicking off a summit in Jackson Hole, Wyoming on Thursday. Elon Musk says X users won't be able to block accounts except for in private messages. The owner of the social media platform, formerly known as Twitter, posted on Friday that he was eliminating that safety feature. He didn't give a reason, but did say that the mute function is still available. It's 8:40. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, this is one that I kind of hate to do it because it falls into the category of having to acknowledge that maybe I am getting a little older.
It's not because of
oldness. But I don't think that's the reason, okay? Interesting article in the New York Times. Headline, can't hear the dialogue in your streaming show? You're not alone. Oh my God, let me tell you.
Yeah, right?
So the question for the day is, when you are watching television, do you have the subtitles on all the time, some of the time, none of the time? Okay? And, you know, tell me, like, if there's certain things, yes and no. Because here's the basic problem. And we had talked about this a little bit before. 437-1620, if you want to text in. 437-1620. We had talked about how the feeling that you can't understand the dialogue is not just a byproduct of you having old ears. I mean, that can be an issue, but there's all kinds of other factors, like even with all of the advances in, for example, movie and sound technology, movie audio is engineered for the theater.
Right.
And the auditory experience of being in a theater is wildly different than an auditory experience of being on your couch in your room with all kinds of sound dampening or hardening or acoustics of the room that are not designed for it. And for example, a television, if you don't have actual, you know, speakers or a sound bar or surround sound, the television is not built for good sound. It's terrible, in fact, because the speaker comes out the bottom. It's aimed at the desktop. It's not aimed at your ear. I mean, there's all kinds of problems, okay? And also, they're making movies, and there's kind of a philosophy in movie making and TV making these days that instead of creating dialogue for the audience, it's creating dialogue of the type that's meant to be authentic for the scene. So if you're in a situation where the characters are, let's say, sort of whispering to each other, the creators want the authentic experience for you of hearing whispering.
Right.
Even though they know that you may not actually hear what they're saying.
What are those things? The miracle ear? He said he doesn't want to leave her, but he has to.
Right, exactly.
right.
So as a result...
Thousand Island or Vinaigrette.
So as a result of that, survey says, Richard Dawson, 50% of Americans, including the majority of young people, watch videos with subtitles on most of the time because they're struggling to decipher what the actors are saying. So Candy, 437-1620, when you're watching TV...
Subtitles. All the time. We started doing it. There's a TV show called Extras, and it was Ricky Gervais' old show. He played an extra, and it was it's really good. I get why it won awards, whatever. But it's British, And sometimes it's a little tough, you know, and I love, I'm dry, you know, I like British comedy just fine, but man, I had to have the subtitles. And then I just left them on. And there's a lot of stuff that I miss. I've gone back and watched Hereditary and Midsommar, my two favorite horror movies. And I've like, there's stuff that you miss and everything. You're like, oh, look at that.
Or you know, it's kind of like reading the lyrics on the jacket cover for the album when you thought you knew the words to the song. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Afternoon Delight is filthy.
but that's, to me.
You're right.
However, I hate having them on. I find it distracting. And I don't. I would rather watch than read. I don't want to read my TV. That's why, look, I will watch, a movie with subtitles, but if I have to. But I don't prefer it because I would rather hear and experience. Because
you're sick of being at the news. You feel like you're watching the news.
I read my news all the time. I don't want to read my TV. I'm here for fun, and you're making it unfun. But, after, I'll back up 10 seconds, play it again. No, back up 10 seconds and hit the subtitles,
same. What are you saying?
It's aggravating. 437-1620. But thank goodness there are subtitles, right?
Right. I'm telling you, like Desperado, that movie where Quentin Tarantino goes, it's cool, I say. But I thought he was saying, it's cool, I say.
And it's not what he said.
No, but I have said those words. It's cool, I say, because I thought I was quoting Quentin Tarantino for like 7 years.
So
I had
you
no
need
idea.
Subtitles just to learn the lingo.
Well, yeah, but to be, I had never heard, right, which means friend, I think, right, in Spanish.
437-1620. Let's see, what we got here? Well, that's a traffic note, good. Never at the subtitle, somebody here says they make my husband crazy. Somebody here says subtitles all the time. It's hard to understand the words. See, I think most TV you don't need the subtitles for. But I will, if like some things are poorly mixed for my ears, or also like if you have different services, some services are at different volumes.
Right, that's true.
You know, the volume of the thing can come across very differently depending on what it is you're watching. I turn it on, somebody here says, when there's a lot of whispering in a movie. Okay, I understand that. I have the same problem with some radio stations. The music is too loud for them to be talking over. Can't hear the talk because of the music video. So it's not just on streaming services and TV. Agreed, that's poor audio mixing. Somebody here says, but you can't turn the subtitles on for radio, unfortunately. Never close caption because I have a center channel speaker that's designed to enhance the dialogue of the show I'm watching. It can be increased so I can hear the whispers.
Nice.
I understand that. I actually ran across this visually. There was an episode of The Walking Dead where they were in a cave, mm-hmm. and I thought my TV had gotten broken because it was so black. And there was actually articles online about how they were making the show too dark. Mm-hmm. But, of course, you can go turn up the brightness and it will show it much better, but
just like
I thought,
Game
what's
of Thrones
wrong with this? Who made this?
Yeah, season, right?
Same for Game of Thrones. 4-3, and it's not just Aaron Sorkin shows and who's the Layer Cake, the British director who always makes the movies with the terrible dialogue.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Guy Ritchie,
yeah. Mr. Madonna.
That's right.
Mr. Madonna.
Somebody here says Yellowstone all the time, Stranger Things all the time.
Yeah.
None of the time, somebody here says, except when watching programming in a foreign language that I'm trying to learn, I run the subtitles in the foreign language to support comprehension. Oh, that's great, Mr. Babble. No, it's a friend of mine. I can say that. He would appreciate that. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
All right. This is brought to you by, Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. We had a chance to speak with her last week on Pep Talk, which was fun. So we're seeing that 98 westbound is backed up for a couple of miles headed towards the Garcon Point Bridge, right in between 87 and Avalon, it looks like, an accident. And we were watching this just a little earlier, happened just a little earlier, and there's actually three accidents on 98, all just bam, 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 right in a row, and all westbound this morning, and it is backing things up just a couple of miles. And thank you so much for texting in your traffic tips. We're also seeing something. This is not a roadblock, but because it's been cleared, 9 Mile just west of Chemstrand, showing an accident. Pace and Herman Boulevard now, vehicle crash with a possible roadblock. Again, that's Pace Boulevard and Herman Avenue. And again, the accident that's backing everything up. Nanahala Beach Road and Gulf Breeze Parkway. It is Highway 98. Be careful wherever you are if you see an accident or slow down. And again, traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Somebody here says, for the question of the subtitles, do you leave subtitles on? I get so tired of having to repeat what is said on the television to my husband, and it's not because he can't hear it. He just can't understand it, and I can barely understand it. We use closed captions all the time. Somebody here says, subtitles some of the time. I have to use subtitles so I can understand Boomhauer on King of the Hill?
Oh, yeah.
Is that his name, Boomhauer? I don't never watch
You've never seen King of the
I've
Hill?
I've seen an episode or two, and it just never caught me, which He's is weird because I love Mike Judge.
He sounds like Aussie, but not British. And his meets his grandmother. It's like, oh, dang old Meemaw. And she's like, oh, dang old Boomhauer.
Subtitles can't keep up with the sports. It's great for Chris Collinsworth. It's funny. Closed captions are always to drown out the leaf blower next door. You know, when the neighbors are noisy. Yeah. Apparently, our neighbor's hobby is blowing every leaf from her yard. Subtitles are so distracting. If I want to read it, I'll just get an audiobook or just a book. Somebody here says, I use subtitles when it's hard to understand or when, when they're mumbling, but not all of the time. We'll use closed captions next time. Somebody says, I feel exactly like I do in terms of, you know, my wife and daughter are annoyed with the volume being too loud. I just subtitle it and read the TV. It is distracting, though. Or when, like, you know, say I'm washing the dishes and Danny wants to watch something, I mean, she'll put subtitles on because she doesn't want to make it blare. Or if I'm listening to a meeting, you know, like on my headphones and I'm cooking and she's watching something. If she turns up the TV too loud, then I can't. It goes over my headphone. And I see these different scenarios.
Sure.
But generally speaking, if I can avoid it, no. But man, they just are terrible at this sometimes. Something like that. 437. But again, the good news is if you like subtitles on, it's not you. 50% of Americans feel the same way. And it's a problem for the technology of making good films. And, you know, getting a better sound bar will probably help you. But, you know,
I'm gonna
in the
get
meantime,
you there. You're
yeah, it'll do something. 850 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about that next home or home for the first time or selling your home or both, buying and selling, which is obviously the more common event, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they can help. She sold over, 230 homes last year? I mean, it's okay. It's 4 week. It's okay. She kind of knows what she's doing. And the reason I mention that is because you might think, well, how would she have time for me? No, I don't know how, but she does. Like, I don't get it. Because I see people who are selling like a home a month and they seem overwhelmed by it. And somehow she manages to sell like 4 to 5 a week and is looking for more. So I don't know how. I wouldn't do it. I am not organized enough to do it. But somehow Christina Leavenworth is just good at this, very, very effective at this, and the results speak for themselves and the satisfied people. And if you're buying a new home, you know, get her input and her advice because she's just knows the market and what it's doing and, you know, can really help you in this. 723-9158, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Quick, name two things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Deal off!
I ain't gonna quit!
All right, then you can forget it. You're out!
Don't you do it! Don't you! I got nowhere else to go! I got nowhere else to go!
I love that scene. I feel like we robbed them because that was, no kidding, the loudest cackle I have ever heard you give.
Who, me?
Yes.
I'm sure people heard it anyway. I got nowhere else to go.
We're getting reports in from Davis Highway.
Just like Highway 98, which is backed up right now.
Oh, man. Yeah, watched that recently, too.
Oh, yep. Officer and a Gentleman is so great. And you watch it, and so many of it. It wasn't filmed here, but when we talk about TJ's, that is based on Trader John's.
Trader John's, right. And it was, I mean, of course, the movie is based on the beginning of naval aviation.
Of course, it's pretend set
in Pensacola, but it didn't actually get filmed
here.
It got filmed
at
this old
mountains.
Defunct bay. Yeah, the mountains of Pensacola. That's exactly right.
Just like Wings of Gold. As we, it's not. As we take a look, is it okay? I'll do traffic real quick. This is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Their family serving your family for a long time. And, of course, you'll find them right behind the Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Dave Ramsey recommends them. So does Andrew McKay. So does Candy. As we take a look around, it looks like a bad backup on Highway 98. Now, this is right in between... it's backed up to in between 87 and Avalon on 98. But it looks like the accident itself is just on the other side of Avalon, right in front of the large Walmart in Tiger Point. So backed up quite a ways. It looks like a parking lot in part. So careful there. Fairfield down to one lane eastbound from Pace Boulevard to Rosa Parks Transit Center. Let me see. That's backed up almost to W Street this morning. I just want to make sure I get everything. Certainly be careful. And then Pace and Herman Avenue in Pensacola showing an accident and showing a possible roadblock this morning. And it does. It looks like it's backed up there, too. If you see an accident, have a traffic dip, text it in 437-1620 News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. I did learn some things while I was off on vacation while listening to the Pensacola Morning News.
It was a pen, first of all.
Like, they represent the time of Jesus walking on the earth.
Oh, boy. I don't believe they walked in.
Crocs represent a grandmother going outside to garden.
When I see Birkenstocks, I don't think time of Jesus walking the earth. I think hippies smoking patchouli or whatever it is.
You don't smoke patchouli.
Oh, you don't?
If you smoke patchouli, you will die.
Oh, I don't know.
But you do rub it on, and it feels really good and calming. It's very calming.
Yeah, it's a scent. It's not a...
Well,
I mean, I don't know. It actually covers
up... Smells like hippie.
No, it covers up the smell of weed. That's why they use it.
Okay.
Dude. The
things you
learn.
Just
kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm with Bobby. I didn't know what you did with patchouli oil. I knew it was involved.
It's not involved. I have to educate people every day.
It's like, we don't know that you're smoking weed because you smell like this other thing that only people who smoke weed smell like.
But that's not true. It smells like an incense. I love the smell of patchouli.
It's
nasty
stuff. It really is. but I thought some of your lines, I did listen a lot to the frivolous topic because I was up by then usually.
Back to our frivolous topic, 850-437-1620. What is something you're convinced people are pretending to like?
This show.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's a great line. Oh,
we
my
did
God.
Get a lot of texts, though, while you were out.
Yeah, I appreciate that. No, that's good.
That was
good.
Fun. It was like Daddy's away, and we had money for pizza and wings.
It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew's on vacation, I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for him.
See, that's the bummer. He comes back Monday. I'm just kidding, Andrew. He listens to these podcasts. And we love Andrew, on vacation.
We know there's a lot of people who are waiting for him to come back, for sure.
That wasn't me. So, that was Jenna Barr. Mrs. McKay.
Yeah. Well,
just kidding.
Listeners.
Oh, Jenna Barr, you're so rotten.
You were slaughtering me. It was so good. It was
as
so
a
good.
Joke, but also, A, I thought you were out of town, but yeah, B, I knew you'd hear it. No, nobody, we definitely
he's never
going to
hear any of this that we podcast.
Let's go Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew's off today. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for him. Jenna Barr here also joining me to fill in. It takes two of us to replace him. And of course, Candy and David as well.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, that's yeah. Right. All right. Well, enough of that. Although I will say, it's still my favorite.
These girls, God, they're dumb.
I'm going to keep that one in my
back
pocket.
There's a TV show called Rock of Love. But no, you don't go into a dating show with 30 other girls thinking you're going to land a dude.
So future news. Trump going to be at this debate?
No.
Will we ditch LOL for IJBOL?
No.
No, I don't think so. Are the Bergosh text going to be public?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.